Hello, listeners. We welcome you once again to our program, Everyday English. We have observed in past programs that English has borrowed a number of words and expressions of foreign origin into its dictionary. This in itself shouldn't surprise us, since all languages do this. Of greater interest is the point that the borrowed words and phrases do not completely adapt into English, but retain their foreign pronunciation. We've met quite a few in the past. For example,
deluxe,
debut, debutant.
These are fixed phrases. Some would call them clichés. But the educated foreign learner must know them, what they mean and how they are said. The reason is that they are being used by educated people all the time, both in speech and in writing.
I appreciate the point. It would be awkward for an educated man to say debut instead of debut when reading a speech.
Wouldn't it? Although the word is a fixed phrase, as it were.
Or to say Nobel Prize instead of Nobel Prize.
Precisely.
And that reminds me of my experience some years ago when a prominent man in public life said, sabotage.
And what was he aiming at?
Sabotage.
How hilarious.
Hilarious, but also instructive. In the rest of this program, we're going to discuss a couple of foreign expressions which have found their way into English. They may have changed their original meaning, but their pronunciations have been preserved to a very large extent. The first is the word rapprochement. Rapprochement. And the spelling is
R-A-P-P-R-O-C-H-E-M-E-N-T.
Rapprochement. Originally a French word, but now part of the English vocabulary. It retains its French pronunciation, rapprochement. The word is often used, especially in diplomatic discourse, to refer to the renewal of friendly relations between two countries. Here's an example of its use.
One point stressed by the director was that the ministry was aware that relations between this country and its neighbors had been strained owing to cross-border incursions by snipers from both sides.
And what was his ministry doing about it? It's no news that we are not on good terms with our neighbors.
Well, he assured journalists that there were behind-the-scenes attempts to bring about a rapprochement between us and our neighbors.
Behind-the-scenes attempts to bring about a rapprochement between us and our neighbors. Attempts were being made by the ministry to renew friendly relations between the two groups of countries. Rapprochement. Renewal of friendly relations, of course, can be brought about between two political parties.
Yes, and between two ethnic groups. Steps can be taken to restore a rapprochement between political parties, warring factions, political groups, and village factions.
For example, in recent months, the direction of the foreign policies of some Western countries is toward a rapprochement with the Muslim world.
Another word, originally from French, which also expresses good relations between two people or groups, is rapport. Rapport. And the spelling is
R-A-P-P-O-R-T.
Rapport. And this word refers to a friendly relationship in which two people or groups of people understand each other and relate in a reasonable, mature, amicable way. Rapport. For example,
the new headmaster's first step was to introduce new measures in the school to reduce tension among students.
Tension among students? What do you mean?
It would not require anyone who had spent a few hours with the boarders to discover that they lived in fear.
I believe this is because of preoccupation with rules of excessive strictness.
Yes, and I agree with him that some of these should be relaxed to create a rapport between teachers and students.
And is he winning, you think?
It's always been his belief that the principal key to any successful community living is rapport. He has always advocated that there should be a rapport between mother and children, between executive directors and workers.
Rapport with and rapport between. I now turn to another phrase, a cliche, if you like, of French origin. Carte blanche. Carte blanche. Two words spelt as
C-A-R-T-E.
Carte and blanche spelt as
B-L-A-N-C-H-E.
Blanche. Carte blanche. The expression carte blanche is used to refer to complete freedom to act as one thinks best. If you're given carte blanche, it means you're given the authority and freedom to use your discretion to take decisions. For example,
he was given carte blanche to reorganize the office.
He had the authority to create new posts and even sack employees who he thought were undesirable.
To be given carte blanche. I now turn to my final foreign expression, which has been in the English language for a long time. It is normally used in formal literary contexts. The word is a compound. Noblesse oblige. Noblesse oblige. This is a French expression. It literally means
nobility obliges.
That is, the nobility, high-ranking people, the wealthy in society, they have an obligation to the less fortunate.
By noblesse,
we're moving too fast, aren't we?
Possibly. How is this phrase spelled?
Two words. First, noblesse. Noblesse.
N-O-B-L-E-S-S-E.
Noblesse. Then, oblige.
O-B-L-I-G-E.
Oblige. Noblesse oblige. Noblesse oblige. It is a philosophy, a saying or proverb, if you like. Now listen.
There is now an official report on the floods which destroyed farms and houses last year. Have you read it?
Yes. It is encouraging that some companies and individuals came to the aid of farmers and workers with liberal donations in the form of cash and clothing and building materials.
The scale of their generosity was beyond expectation.
Well, that is noblesse oblige at work. The privileged and wealthy in our society are beginning to learn that they should share some of their wealth with the poor.
Noblesse oblige. We've also met carte blanche, rapprochement, and rapport. Thank you, listeners, for your attention. Have a good day and goodbye.